Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is vital for us to understand. Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to recognize it. Those that are lost in the world need to understand it and be brought to the forefront to realize that we have just moments, if not days, weeks, and months, to prepare for what God has on the calendar. And I say that not in a frightening sense, but I say that in a truthful sense based on the Scripture. The Scripture is very, very clear. And ye shall hear of wars and rumblings, rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. That word kingdom is Greek word basileion, means a place of rulership, against another place of rulership. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Verse 8 is the key I want to talk about. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the Greek text, beginning of sorrows is talking about the beginning of the birth pangs. The birth pangs. The birth pangs when a woman is about to deliver a child, the birth pangs start out slow and slight. They increase with intensity and with frequency. And we're watching the intensity and the frequency of these birth pangs taking place in the world today. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, as we see the damaging breach of the information about our security systems in America through the Pentagon. It's already been breached, and on a global basis, our friends and our foes alike have discovered what we're doing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I want to finish our thought and tie up the loose ends of what's happening in Israel and where we're going with that. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about today watching the final countdown. The final countdown. I've said before, and may I repeat at the risk of redundancy, Dr. Adrian Rogers of years and years ago, he's with the Lord now, but Dr. Adrian Rogers said, if you want to know what God is doing on a global basis, watch God's eschatological prophetic time clock. He said, the hour hand is pointed at Israel. The minute hand is pointed at Jerusalem. So minute by minute, keep your eye on Jerusalem to understand what God is doing. We're watching God at work. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about the wars and rumors of wars. We can talk about North Korea. We can talk about Iran. We can talk about China and Russia and all of the enemy states and nations that we know of today. And all of that's wonderful and well, because that is true. But it's God that is doing it. It is God that's bringing. Listen, God's word's already been written. God's word already stands. God's not going to have to go back and change his word. He's not going to have to go back and modify and edit something that may have been, he may have said wrong with the wrong thinking. God's word stands, and it shall come about just as he said it will. That doesn't mean that we're to be pacifist and sit down and do nothing. That doesn't mean that we're to be silent and sit on the sideline. That doesn't mean that we ought not to have military and the power to protect America and American people and soil. That didn't mean that Israel should sit as a pacifist and do nothing. It means that we need to be active, we need to be involved, but we need to know what God is doing and how to prepare for what we see in relationship to where the world is going. Looking at another headline, Israel starts calling up reservists after deadly attacks. Israel began calling up police and army reservists Saturday. That's just this past Saturday. Separate attacks killed three people, including an Italian tourist in Tel Aviv and the occupied West Bank. Despite appeals for restraint, violence has surged since Israeli police clashed with the Palestinians inside Jerusalem's flashpoint, Al-Aqsa Mosque, on Wednesday, with Israel bombarding both Gaza and Lebanon in response to rockets fired by the Palestinian militants. Further in the article, it says, Palestinian militants, Palestinian Islamist movement, Hamas, which rules Gaza. By the way, Hamas is a tool. It is an instrument. It is a organization out of Iran, right there in the very earshot and hand grenade distance of Israel. Palestinian Islamist movement, Hamas, which rules Gaza, said the attack was natural and legitimate response to Israel's aggression in Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's what they're saying. That's what the Palestinians are saying. They're saying we have a right to do that because of what the Israeli police did on the Temple Mount. Again, may I say, at the risk of redundancy, it points back to the Temple Mount, what is happening on the Temple Mount. On the Temple Mount operation, which is now under the control of the so-called Palestinians for the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and it is the mosque for the Islamic jihadist, is their war room. The mosque is not just their prayer room, it's their war room, it is their State Department, it is their Pentagon, if you please, in the planning and the operation of carrying out what they do in war against Israel. It is the place where the Israeli police had to go in and literally raid the mosque to extract those that were inside, holed up in the mosque, to come against Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says that it is in response to Israel's aggression in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Ladies and gentlemen, the jihadists are bunkering down in the mosque with grenades and rockets, and the idea is to kill Israelis. The Temple Mount movement, ladies and gentlemen, is in very full focus today. There's a movement by the Jews in Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Listen very carefully. The temple shall be rebuilt according to Ezekiel chapter 40 and following. And that temple blueprint, the temple blueprints have already been drawn. Temple blueprints are ready to start the rebuilding of the temple on that Temple Mount. They already have the temple priest trained. They already have the temple garments. They, speaking of Israel, already have the temple garments made. They already have the temple utensils made. They're preparing for the worship in the new temple. They're expecting that just as much as they're expecting the next morning's breakfast to be fed to them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a reality. And may I say to you, there's coming a day when that Al-Aqsa Mosque is removed by what I believe would be a Iranian missile being lobbed toward Jerusalem and becoming off course. It'll wipe it out and clean it out, clean the clock so that they can start building it. And the Israeli Temple Mount movement has already said that in 24 months or less, they can rebuild, they can build the new temple on the Temple Mount. So I believe we're watching God's time clock clicking down. We're watching the ticking down. We're watching the final countdown of the eschatological prophetic future of what God is going to be doing in Israel and, yea, around the globe. Another headline, lethal Israeli raid marks deadliest day in over a year. The article is about a 10-page article. Another headline, Israel and Iran edge closer and closer to war. Dateline, Washington. Escalating tensions between Iran and Israel have brought the two countries to the verge of war. While experts disagree on the probability of military conflict between the Jewish state and the Islamic Republic, they agree that the present movement is rife with potential pitfalls. Iran could be approaching the capacity to manufacture a nuclear weapon, a top Pentagon official testified earlier this week that Tehran has made remarkable progress and could be within 12 days of enriching sufficient uranium for a nuclear weapon. Let me just pause there. Why did they say 12 days? Why not 7 days, 15 days, 14 days? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the embeds in the State Department and in the Pentagon in Washington already know what Iran has the capability of doing. And knowing that, you have Joe Biden that's been catering and kowtowing and bowing to Iran and the mullahs in Iran. That has made the Saudis angry. Therefore, the Saudis now have sided with Russia to buy Russian oil, and they don't need it. But it's a way to have Russian oil being transmitted that prevents it from having to be restrained based on the restraints placed on Russia by America. We're watching the alignment of nations that come out in the scripture and the prophetic text of what God is going to do. This article says, Iran could be approaching the capacity to manufacture the nuclear weapons, and it states again the 12 days. In response, Israel is preparing for military intervention to stop what it and many Western nations believe could be a disastrous development that should be prevented at all costs, this article says. This is a very, 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 this article reads, dangerous situation, said Bernard Avishai, a professor of government at Dartmouth College, which has written extensively on Israel. Iran's nuclear facilities, those facilities are heavily fortified to effectively disrupt the work now taking place there in Israel would have to unleash immensely powerful weapons whose deployment could unleash global, if not regional, blowback. If Iran was finally able to manufacture enough weapon-grade uranium to place a warhead on a ballistic missile, it will intensify presence and dramatically elevate the threat for global peace. No country would feel the threat more deeply than Israel, a nation founded in the wake of the Holocaust, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching God's handiwork today. We're watching God put the players in place. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the preparation for the final countdown, for the curtains to be opened and the prophetic text to be fulfilled in what God said is going to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the alignment of nations, the nations that are coming together like China and Russia, China and Saudi Arabia, Brazil, Iran, India, France. The little puppet that's the head of France doesn't realize what he is doing, but he is playing up to Xi of China. He is bowing to Xi of China. He is basically dissing America and any allegiance to America. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the recent documents that have been released, now South Korea realizes that though we're supposed to be allies, that we've been spying on them, we've been watching them, we've had embeds in the system to determine what they're doing, where they're going, and what is taking place. That's all coming out in these documents that have been released of late. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe what we're watching now is the stage being set in America with the alignment of nations that are buying and selling oil. They're doing so on the Chinese currency system, the yuan, that is the electronic Chinese yuan. They're using that rather than the U.S. dollar. We're watching Saudi Arabia. We're watching Iran, Russia, China, Brazil, India. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe other nations will fall in line because they see the weakness of America. They see our ineptness as a presidential leader in Joe Biden in America. And they're making a determination. We need to jump on the ship that seems to have sails that can sail and get someplace and not one that is stalled in the pause of trying to read cue cards to know what to do. We're watching that take place. And ladies and gentlemen, when the currency, U.S. currency, collapses as a result of the petrodollar not being utilized anymore. That is the U.S. currency at since about 1972, 1979. I've forgotten the exact date. the petrocurrency, of any oil that's bought, sold, or traded around the globe would have to use U.S. currency. Now it is, they have switched, tectonic changes taken place where they're using the Chinese currency. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the excuse, that will be the reason, that will be the rationale that they will force the electronic currency in America. We're on the fast track for the, what's called the Fed coin. They've had two or three other names. It's supposed to come into existence July, August of this year. When that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, we will fall into line as human beings, as subjects in America. It will not be the government of the people, for the people, by the people. It will be the government over the people in America. Because once that takes place, your currency will be on your cell phone, your handheld electronic device. If you vote for the wrong person, your currency is cut off. If you go to the wrong places, your currency is cut off. If you ask a question about COVID, if you ask a question, or if you have doubt about the 2020 and the 2022 election or the coming up 2024 election, then by a press of a button, the federal government will shut down any currency that you have, any coinage, any exchange, any buying and selling. It will be the, one writer said, it will be the world's greatest identification and tracking system that's known to man. As one writer put it, if you buy a stick of bubble gum, you'll be traced and tracked, and they'll know where you bought it, how much you paid for it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a control factor. While all of these other global events are taking place, where we see the nations around the world dropping America as an ally, where you see nations around the world dropping the U.S. currency, when you see the nations around the world that's threatening America, and Joe Biden is silent on a field tour in a foreign nation today, on a field tour rather than paying attention to what's happening. And ladies and gentlemen, when we see all of these things coming about, the scripture says we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, in Luke 21, verse 20, and when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 28 says, and when you see these things taking place, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what I have simply called today's issue. We're watching the final countdown. And part of the final countdown, ladies and gentlemen, is seeing what is happening with the Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers. In fact, I'm looking at a daily newsletter that's put out by a prominent person that I not call his name, but he's right here in the state of Florida. He's very well-versed in national, international, and current events. And he has his daily blog. He says, Biden's excellent World War, Biden's excellent World War Roundup, and things are going just awful. Saudi Arabia, France, publicly exposed, U.S., Israel surrounded, Taiwan surrounded, Ukraine spring offensive dying. That's just some of the headlines. He says Russia becomes the largest oil supplier to formally ally with Saudi Arabia. China to overtake U.S. as the world's largest economy. Israel prepares for massive attacks on all fronts, while at the same time, the leaked Pentagon Papers are taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. There's never been a time in my life's history that I've seen all of the components, all of the pieces of the puzzle being brought together as we're seeing today. Are you familiar with, have you asked questions about, have you seen on the news media any detailed account of what's taking place today with the Pentagon Papers? I'm looking at an article that says, what secrets are in the leaked Pentagon documents? Ladies and gentlemen, they're massive, massive, massive secrets, if you please, that's in those documents, over 100 pages, been released out on the global internet that tells who our enemies are, how we found out, how we have embed spies in Russia, what we're doing in relationship to that. It is causing a major, major, major global upheaval. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, I was going to ask you, and then you said it. You know, you've not seen another point in your life where all these things seem to be lining up as they are. And essentially, you know, we can look for that time to come very shortly, I think, when all those nations, Russia and that league, come together against Israel. I could see any day something happening between Israel and Iran, you know, perhaps they go ahead and do a preemptive strike, which is within their rights, since Iran for the past 40 years has been saying they're the little Satan, and as soon as they get the opportunity, they're going to take them out with a nuclear weapon. So mm-hmm. I can see something like that taking place any day now. But between the wars and rumors of wars and the earthquakes we're seeing here and there, and I'm kind of expecting those to accelerate and be in diverse places, one thing after another points to his soon return. The CBDCs, the idea of digital control of your currency, not just nationally but internationally. Every single day we see one more thing. The pestilences. Well, obviously, we just dealt with 3 years, 2.5 years of crazy with this Wu flu, by the way, that we created, are paid to have it created. Mm-hmm. So many things. And I've articulated many of these with friends. And you know what the answer is sometimes? Well, folks have been thinking that Christ is returning for 2,000 years, and he's not come back yet. And I'm sorry, I got a mower going in the background here. But that statement is actually evidence of his soon return, because in Matthew 24, I think 44, he says, "And in an hour that you think not, then the Son of Man returns." I'm looking for his return any day.
Absolutely. Greg, you're on target with what you're saying, and that's the whole point of the broadcast today, is for our listeners to be adept with what is happening and understand where we're going and recognize the hand of God in all that is taking place. We're talking about God's prophetic eschatological countdown of his clock. I'm looking at a major headline, "What Secrets Are in the Leaked Pentagon Documents?" The article says, a stunning leak of cache of classified Pentagon documents appear to be one of the most significant breaches of U.S. intelligence in decades, purportedly revealing national secrets, security secrets regarding Ukraine, Russia, Asia, and the Middle East, and well details about the U.S. espionage methods and countries spying on adversaries and allies. The Pentagon has confirmed the leak's authenticity, and while the documents have been circulating online for more than a month now, U.S. officials figured this out only after leaked documents were reported by the New York Times on April the 6th. The Justice Department has since opened a criminal investigation into what has happened. Below is what is known about the leak, and this is a massive, voluminous 20-some-odd page article. It says, "What are the documents and how many are leaked?" For the headline, and it says, "How did they come out? Who leaked them and why were they leaked?" Another headline in this massive article, "Are there more to come? What about the doctored documents? How has the Pentagon responded to the breach and what damage could take place?" Are you familiar with that? What is the essence of what we see, and where is it headed?
Are you familiar with the fact that over the past decades, it seems like every time that leftists have power, whether it's power in the Oval Office or power in different Senate and House committees or in the judiciary, when they have power, it's amazing how things just get leaked. I mean, left and right, they get leaked, and we never can find out where they're coming from. You know, I'm going to ask a different question. Who got paid? I mean, you don't have to meet a Chinese spy in the middle of the night, in the middle of, you know, Central Park, back in a little wooded area, and trade off your envelope full of millions of cash or the 3.5-carat diamond that Hunter Biden apparently got at one point in time. You don't have to do that in person. All you have to do is just dump it into a, you know, dark web space and let it be found, and all of a sudden, oh, it got leaked. And you get paid some other way. You understand? So I'm tired of, again, feigning some surprise that another leak has come out. I want to know who got paid, because they're selling out our country. Understand, folks? They're selling out our country. Our freedom will disappear before our very eyes. All of our ability to defend ourselves will disappear before our very eyes. And it smacks of the eagle and the arrow, one of Aesop's fables. And at the end of the eagle and the arrow, you know, the eagle finds that he dies because the arrow had a feather at the back of it, one of his own arrows that made that arrow fly straight so it could kill him. And basically, the idea is we give our enemies the means of our own destruction. And that's what we're doing today before our very eyes.
Greg, hold your thought for just a minute. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm glad Greg called in. I'd like to ask him a question. Is Do you think if we saw the temple being rebuilt tomorrow, they laid the cornerstone, that or the mosque was, as you say, blown up, would that be, you would exactly know the time of the rapture, or you could pin it close? What physical thing does Greg think will take place that we can pin the tail on the donkey as towards the rapture?
You know, we'll not be able to nail down an hour, a day, or a minute, because that's what the scripture says, but we'll definitely know the season. And you see them start to build the temple, and that's the season. You see the Battle of Gog and Magog begin, that's the season. You see all the things that we're seeing today. We're seeing signs of the times. We're seeing the signs of his imminent return today. And by the way, the notion of the mosque blowing up, I think it's more than likely going to be something where there's an oops or an accident by some Islamic faction that causes that. I'd never support the notion of any kind of an act that we would force play, or anyone that's a believer would force play that. That'll come in the Lord's timing, and the temple will be rebuilt in the Lord's timing.
Well,
Tom, what do you say?
Thank you so much. I think he answered it perfectly, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for your call, Tom. Have a blessed day. Greg, I'm looking at this article further, and it says, this title of the article, What Secrets in the Leaked Pentagon Document? The head of South Korea now has been out of shape with America because she discovered that we had spies in South Korea. Today, Russia is more angry than ever because they discover now through these leaked documents that we've had embedded moles and spies inside of Russia for quite some time that knows just about every move they're making, when they're going to make it, how they're going to make it. This article says, many of the documents appear to have been prepared. Listen to this. Many of the documents seem to have been prepared for Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, though anyone with high enough security clearance could have access to them. Former U.S. officials who spoke with the Times, that is the New York Times, say the documents were likely part of a classified briefing that was folded and put into someone's pocket and taken somewhere where the pages were photographed and uploaded on the Internet. Now, we're in poor, pitiful condition when somebody can go in with classified documents, simply photograph them, print them out, put the pages in the pocket, and then upload them. So how does that play with what we see taking place in this Biden administration and the weak fecklessness that we see taking place? How does that play into the full picture of where we're going as a nation? And in wrap-up question, because we've got about 45 seconds left, and that wrap-up time, what should we do? How should we respond as Christians? 30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's a tall order. Keep in mind, folks, these documents are looked at inside SCIFs. You know, they're what the call sensitive compartmentalized information facilities. People have to secret out, steal these documents in order for them to get out in the open space, just like Joe Biden did as a senator, and that's why he had certain documents by his Corvette in the garage. But regardless, for the believer, know that his return does draw nigh, and the fields are white into the harvest, and the laborers are few. Be about the Father's business. Be about, you know, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing I could challenge you with today.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCB.